Once again, it's time for another catch-up with the current mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. So it's a warm radio wave welcome, as always, to Madam Mayor. Hello.
Hello, and good day to you, sir.
A very good day as well. Thank you very much. Now, in the past editions, we've explored how you became a mayor and the civic duties of the role. Now, we're going to turn to your mayoral regalia, what a mayor has available to wear on and what occasions it's used. So what is on offer?
The civic robes that everyone's very familiar with mayors wearing are usually for civic occasions only, like Remembrance Day and civic events. So the mayoral robes are red wool cloth coat trimmed with ermine, and the red wool is the very finest wool because the mayor is the first citizen. So they're trimmed with black velvet, and I wear lace cuffs and a lace collar ruff around my neck. That would ordinarily be a blouse, but the sharper-eyed people amongst them might just realise that I just wear the cuff and the collars and no shirt, because I have a dress underneath. I also have embellished that with some white gloves as well.
Is that robe very heavy to wear?
Oh, yes, it is very heavy because it's wool and it's lined as well. It isn't too bad to wear, but yes, it can be hot in some of these occasions when the sun is shining.
Yes, as it has been occasionally, yeah.
And my hat.
If you want to describe the hat.
So a gentleman mayor would wear a bicorn. Now, by a bicorn hat, that's the very tall hat with two points, and they would wear that front to back. We don't actually have that hat in Runnymede. We only have a black tricorn. Now, tricorns are quite interesting. Tricorns came along when there was this mad fashion for wearing wigs. And at the time, everyone used to wear a very wide-brimmed hat. And as the wigs got crazier and crazier and bigger, they started pinning up their wide-brim hats so they could manage a hat and a wig. That's where a tricorn comes from. And lady mayors, like myself, wear tricorns. And again, in Runnymede, our tradition is a little bit different. So a tricorn hat for a lady mayor would normally have a gold trim on it, but we don't have that here. I just wear a plain black tricorn hat.
So that's the hat and the robes. And I guess there is also a mayoral chain.
There is a mayoral chain. That's the bit that everyone asks me about. So our mayoral chain is 46 years old because I'm the 46th mayor of the borough of Runnymede. Runnymede was founded when Chertsey and Egham district councils became one, and it became formed as Runnymede, and a chain was made, which is solid silver gilt, meaning it's plated with gold leaf. And it has a jewel on the badge, and on that jewel is an enamel depiction of Chertsey Abbey, the Magna Carta, the crown, the swans on the Thames, and a few other bits and bobs, and our motto, "In Freedom We Serve," because of the Magna Carta, of course.
So is it common for you to wear all three together, or would it be just the chain on its own? How do you decide?
Well, we give our residents quite a lot of freedom to say. So if I'm going to go to a school, I nearly always wear the whole civic regalia because I think it's very important for children to see that those clothing items. And I think it does a lot for our heritage, and it prompts all those questions. If I'm going to, as I did yesterday, to open a tennis court, I only wear a chain, but I would wear a hat as well. I would wear a nice dress, but only the chain. So I do have a little bit of leeway. If I'm going to the theatre even the evening, I definitely wouldn't wear the robes to go and see that. But sometimes if, let's say, I'm going to a care home and they've asked specifically for me to wear the robe because somebody has their 102nd birthday. I know that isn't a particular civic occasion, but you've got to 102. I think that it's a small thing to ask for the mayor to go along and make that person feel super special.
That's it. They deserve something special, don't they, at that stage?
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's the regalia. And looking over your diary, as always, another busy time you've had since we last chatted. What have been the highlights?
Oh, well, it had to be a ride in that carriage. I was at the Chertsey Agricultural Show, and I was invited very kindly to have a turn in a carriage with, I think the two horses were called Wallace and Jim, and Wallace and Jim had all their livery on, and I sat in the coach at the back with two gentlemen who were driving, who had the groom's outfit on with the short top hats, and we went for a turn round the arena, and that was absolutely amazing. You can feel the strength and the power of those horses pulling you along.
So the Chertsey Agricultural Show, it's the only agricultural show inside the M25, isn't it? So that's something unique. 2 days. So was it a busy 2 days for you? What were you up to?
It was really busy for everybody. It was busy for the stall holders. It was busy for the volunteers. I had a couple of little jobs to do, which was to open it officially, of course. But I also got a lovely job, which was judging the children's competition for a horse and a rider dressed up. And a young lady, I think her name was Matilda, she had dressed her horse as a flowery meadow, so she'd made a blanket and put lots of flowers on it, and then she dressed as herself as a little bumblebee and sat on the horse.
What a brilliant idea. Well,
it was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So that was one of the things I did. And then the other job that I had was I wasn't judging. I was just, the judge came round with me, but it was a dog competition. So there is a shield by the Chertsey Meads Association for the best local dog. And that dog had to live within 3 kilometres or 3 miles, I can't remember which, of Chertsey Meads. And that was won by a Doberman called Nasher. And she was a lovely Doberman.
Yeah, and it's always amazing about those judges that do the dog competitions. They look and that, and you never know which way they're going to go with their voting, do you? It's all a bit of a mystery.
It is, isn't it? I mean, I quite like to sit with Rob, and we try and guess what we think will be the outcome of the competition. And it's a little competition between ourselves, of course. But you're quite right. You've got no idea what each judge is looking for.
Also, you mentioned this a couple of episodes ago, that you were going to go paddle boarding, and I believe you've done that doing a bit of a litter pick. So was that nerve-wracking?
I don't know how they do it, you know. It was great. It was amazing. So my lovely daughter was my consort on the day, and I'm not saying that Major Rob Marshall is a chicken, but he had to go to work that day. He usually goes out with me. So me and lovely Lizzie went out with the paddle boarders, and they called it position one, which is where you're just sitting on your legs. Mm-hmm. And then position two is where you are on your knees and you're paddling. And I found that quite easy, and I felt quite confident quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So then they decided that I should try and stand up. So then, I don't know how much yoga you know, but you have to go into this downward dog position, which kind of has your bum in the air, and you creep your hands slowly towards your toes. And then at some point, you have this trembling moment where you have to go onto your feet and curl yourself into a standing position. And I have to say, that was absolutely nerve-wracking. But you know what? I didn't fall in.
And you got there. You got there. You achieved it.
I achieved it. And more importantly, I should say, and I picked up lots of litter. Now, I'm dying for you to say, what did you pick up? What litter did you find? And I'll tell you what we found. Because we were litter picking in Abbey Lake, right next door to Thorpe Park, we found dozens and dozens of baseball caps. They must just fly off the people in the ride.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, where do they come from? But you're quite right. Yeah, they're going on those thrill rides, and suddenly, whoosh, off it goes and lands in the lake. Wow, amazing. So all doing your little bit there for the environment. Fantastic. As always, a busy time. What again? It's always good to talk. And we'll do it again very shortly. So again, thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me.